your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theatre. Your palace, your place.
The return of Sherry Marcucci after having her summer off. I saw pictures of your feet in the sand, Sherry, all over New England. But you're back at WATR with your palace, your place. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. And I'm excited to be back. But, you know, I'm a summer girl, and I will not even speak that word that begins with F, not that other word, but F-A-L-L, because I love summer. But I'm really, really happy to be back here and as the host of Your Palace, Your Place, and I'm really, really excited about the season we have coming up this year. I know, Tom, you and I have talked about it, you know about it, but for those who are just listening in to our show, first of all, Your Palace, Your Place is brought to you by the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, right here, and it is a beautiful venue that is 2,600 seats. Majestic, gorgeous, and if you have not been, do yourself the favor this year and come, because we have such a breadth of programming. There's something for everyone going on this year, and so we're very excited. And speaking of the start of the season, we actually have a few things coming up to herald this brand new season, and one of them is that we're having a kickoff event on September 13th, which we've invited our subscribers, our donors who support us, some of the theater critics around the state, people who plan group outings, so they can come and enjoy an evening with our restaurant partners. Our entrees and encores partners will be presenting samplings of some of their signature offerings, and our guests will get a chance to enjoy those and meet them if they are new to the area. And this is simply our way of showing our dear patrons, who are our most loyal patrons and supporters, this is what the Palace experience is all about. And if you're listening and you're going, I'm kind of interested in that, it's not too late to become a subscriber. Certainly, it's never too late to be a donor to our nonprofit Performing Arts Center. So if you'd like more information, please call us at 203-346-2000. But that event is going to be fabulous. We're also planning, and I don't think you even know this, Tom, although I know you have a commitment and not going to be with us that night, but hopefully your lovely wife and Courtney may come in your stead.
Nice. Thank you.
We have entertainment lined up that is, you know, kind of a clue to the season. We have some dirty dancers that are going to perform.
Oh, then Courtney has to come. Yeah.
Because, of course, many of you know that our first show is Dirty Dancing in our Broadway Webster Broadway series, and that's October 9th, 7th through 9th. So we thought we'd throw that in as a little extra something for those who will be in attendance, and it's going to be a fabulous evening. So that's September 13th. If you would like to be invited, because this is an invite-only event, you certainly can be by becoming a subscriber or a donor. So give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. And I do want to also mention that in September, we've got a lot coming up. We've got Weird Al Yankovic on the 18th. We've got Peppa Pig for the 2 to 5-year-old set and Mommies and Daddies on September 23rd. That's a Friday evening, but it's early in the evening. And we, of course, have our guest that we're going to hear our interview with, Mr. Johnny Mathis, on September 10th. There are still seats. So if you're listening to this, if you're saying, oh, gosh, I really love him, I want to see him, I've never seen him in person, this is your opportunity. And I have to say, I'm so excited to get this interview. So I'm not going to belabor the point, because I think he's going to speak well during our interview, which takes up a good portion of our show today. So we're going to start that interview right now, actually. With no further ado, Mr. Johnny Mathis will be at the Palace Theater on September 10th.
Well, this is the thrill of a lifetime. We have in studio this morning, well, not in studio, actually, but in an interview that we taped a few months back, Johnny Mathis. Mr. Mathis, or may I call you Johnny?
Please do.
Okay. It is such a thrill to be able to welcome you to our palace, Your Palace, Your Place program today. It's really a privilege to have you as a guest. This is actually the first show of our season this year, and I'm so happy to have you here to chat with and share some of your memories of your career, your just amazing career with our audience. So thank you for agreeing to be with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, we're very excited. You probably know this, but your engagement is kicking off the 12th season at our magnificent Palace Theater here in Waterbury, Connecticut, next week on September 10th. Now, do you remember when you first performed here in 2009? Do you remember that? I know you have so many dates, but I remember you because you were just so very gracious and unaffected, just such a gentleman. And I think that's probably something that most people see as a hallmark of your career.
Well, you know, the thing that I remember about the Connecticut countryside, of course, which is just glorious.
Yes.
I love driving through that country. But I started my career in New York with the record company, my record company, which after 50-some-odd years, I'm still with the same record company, Columbia Records.
That's amazing.
And over the first few months and a couple of years that I was by myself in New York, on many occasions I went through the countryside up there and fell in love with that part of the country, and it's very meaningful to me when I sing.
It is.
I don't know how other singers sing, but I fantasize while I sing about the most wonderful, beautiful things I can think of, and that part of the country is so entrenched in my mind because that was the first time that I had been away from my home in California.
Oh, so it has memories for you.
Absolutely.
Wonderful memories, I'm sure. Well, and I know that when you come to our palace on September 10th, that it's about a week and a half from a very special birthday, your 81st birthday. And I just think that how wonderful that you've been in this business for 61 years as a recording artist and with no signs, apparently, of slowing down. So I have to ask you an obvious question right at the beginning of this interview. How do you keep up such a full touring schedule, your other performances? You're in the recording studio recording new material. So what's your secret? Share it with the rest of us.
Well, I was very lucky in the fact that from the beginning, my dad was my first voice teacher, and he introduced me to a lady who taught me the fundamentals of voice production when I was a young man. So dad was always with me. He was my best pal. My brothers and sisters enjoyed my music from the beginning. So what I had was this wonderful background to think about whenever I was singing, and that's been my life. I've found things that interest me. I've been able to travel, all because I sing, and it's so natural to me to do what I do, and I think that I'm one of the lucky ones because my travels, I've met and performed with other singers, and I think I was very lucky in the beginning of my life to have a voice teacher because a lot of people don't really study and they do it naturally.
Sure.
And so when you're looking for something to if you have a problem vocally, for instance, I know exactly what to do. I know, why I'm not singing well. So I really don't have any negative thoughts about singing. And fortunately, I mean, absolutely fortunately, I haven't had any problems, any serious problems with my voice.
Well, your voice is just so iconic. And I think everyone listening to this interview will have a memory of a song you've sung, an album they've listened to during a significant moment in their own life, that you're sort of like been a backdrop to, the collective consciousness of so many people. I mean, your iconic music, Misty and Chances Are and The Twelfth of Never. I mean, I know when I, in your Christmas albums, oh my gosh, it couldn't be Christmas for me without having your CDs playing over and over. I mean, it's just, it makes people feel good. You make people feel good. And what a blessing for you to have lived the life you've lived, being able to know that. I mean, I think that might be a secret to your fountain of youth, because you give so much joy to other people. I think it's kind of ironic, because by the time our interview is airing, the Summer Olympics will have just concluded. And in doing a little bit of research before our interview, I learned that, you know, your life could have gone in a completely different direction had you chosen to pursue your athletic abilities, as you were a standout in the track and field long jump event, I believe it was. Can you tell us about that and how you came to the decision to pursue music rather than athletics?
Well, most of the kids that I grew up with, and I think it holds true to most young people when they are fortunate enough to grow up in a nice neighborhood where I did, and we always had supervised athletics, of course, and some of us went on to specialize in certain things in these classes, and I was a good jumper. And eventually, I ended up going to San Francisco State College and participating on the track and field team. And lo and behold, I got an invitation along with several other athletes to go to the Olympic trials at the University of California, which is right across the bridge from my home in San Francisco. And I was over the moon about it. I thought, "Oh God, me in the Olympics! What a great thing!"
Sure.
And during the same week that I got the invitation to go to the trials, I got a telegram.
Okay.
they don't even exist anymore. That's how old I am. I got a telegram from New York. I had sent some recordings of mine to a man by the name of George Avakian at Columbia Records, and he heard them, and he wanted me to come to New York to make my first recording, and that sort of ended my athletic career.
Wow. But truly a crossroads for you. I mean, you know, if you hadn't gotten that telegram, what would we have missed? What, you know, you wouldn't have been in all of our lives.
Well, remember, it was only a trial that I was going to. It didn't guarantee that I would end up in the Olympics, but I was over the moon about it, as any kid would be, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. And that first song, was it Chances Are that you recorded, or something different?
The first recording I made was a jazz album. George Avakian, the gentleman who signed me to my record contract, was involved with jazz music. And it's very kind of interesting. The general public doesn't realize that in these record companies, they have different, jazz over here, pop over here, girl singers over here, boy singers over here, that sort of thing. So my career started out as a jazzer. I grew up in San Francisco with a lot of jazz-orientated nightclubs, and that's where my dad and I used to hang out. So I thought I was going to become a jazz singer, but not to be. I recorded the jazz album, and it was... It was very, very well received by me, my dad, and maybe five or six other people. But it did get an opportunity to some of the people at the record company in the pop division heard me, and said, well, let's do something a little different. And I met Mitch Miller, who was in charge of popular music, and we went into the studio. And I think the first recording that I made that the public heard was a song called It's Not For Me To Say.
Oh.
And then during that same...
Just a little ditty.
during that same recording session, I did four. I did It's Not For Me To Say, When Sunny Gets Blue, Wonderful, Wonderful, and something else by an unknown writer by the name of Burt Bacharach.
Oh.
He played a song for me called Warm and Tender. And I still to this day think I sound like Frankie Lane when I hear it. But anyway, those were the four songs that that were first released. And that thing happened for about a year. And I wandered around on my own away from my home in California, in New York, which I and I got a chance to meet a few people who to this day have been a very, very big part of my career.
Well, it's been an amazing career, that's for sure. I mean, and as I'm reading some of the fact sheet about you, Johnny's greatest hits album, it went on to become one of the most popular albums of all time and spent, now listen to this, an unprecedented 490 continuous weeks on the Billboard Top Albums chart. That's almost 10 years. That's
amazing.
Incredible. That's incredible. And the people you've, had the privilege, I'm sure it's been a privilege for you and for them as well, to sing some duets with. I mean, you had another number one hit with Denise Williams in 1978, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. And I noticed, too, and I had forgotten this, and I knew this, that you also, with Denise Williams, sang the theme song for the sitcom Family Ties back in the 80s.
And baby.
Oh, I love
Without Us.
I love that. I was like, oh, yeah, I'd forgotten that.
And we're going to take a quick break and return with the rest of our interview with the legendary Johnny Mathis. Stay tuned.
Entertaining new possibilities. The Palace Theater, your palace, your place. Shows for the whole family. Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place. Abilities. The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Welcome to the Beach Watch at WATR.com, sponsored by Thomaston Savings Bank. Use the Beach Watch for today's forecast, resources and links like boating and water quality, Connecticut State Parks and more, safety links, a summer calendar, and more. It's your daily beach report for Southern New England and Long Island. WATR's Beach Watch at WATR.com. Just scroll to the bottom of our homepage and click on Beach Watch, brought to you by Thomaston Savings Bank. And while you're there, check out our personalities, Connecticut Weather Center, Instant Fox News, plus our live streaming and WATR Facebook page.
The Waterbury Symphony Orchestra's 2016-2017 season celebrates creating community. The season opens with Made in the USA on September 17th at Naugatuck Valley Community College. Copeland, Barber, Bernstein, and Gershwin, all the giants of the 20th century American music will be represented. Guest soloist will be Bella Ristova, a young violinist and the recipient of numerous awards and prizes. Made in the USA, under the direction of Leif Bjarland, opens the 79th season of the Waterbury Symphony Orchestra on September 17th at 8 p.m. Single tickets start at $20, students $5. For more information, call 203-574-5000. 4283 or online at waterburysymphony.org.
Entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
And now we'll resume our interview with Johnny Mathis.
Well, that's just... And then, you know, you've sung with Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, Patti Austin, Natalie Cole, Ray Charles, who I remember reading, he asked you to do a tribute at his... to sing a tribute at his service when he passed.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. He was so kind to me, and... one of my conductors, Victor Vanacore, wrote a beautiful arrangement of Over the Rainbow, and Ray Charles wanted to record it, but he wanted to record it with someone, two voices, and Victor suggested me, and Ray said, yeah, I know that kid, and so I ended up in the studio with Ray Charles. And he was wonderful. He was not well at the time. He was very thin, very, very ill. But he still came to the studio, recorded his part of it, and helped me in a great deal record my particular part of the performance. And I'll always remember how kind he was to me. And I've been so lucky over the years, meeting the giants of the music business and hanging out with them, and also making friends with so many of them. And some of these people that I've sung with over the years have been the high points of my life. Yeah.
Wow. And so you actually were mentored on many levels by some of your contemporaries, I guess. And now, do you feel that you have that chance to do that with some other younger artists? Who do you admire today in the in contemporary music, or who would you like to perform with that you haven't?
Well, you know, there's so many young people today who have opportunities, and every chance I get, I make sure that I tell them to keep preparing, because you're never quite sure when your opportunity is going to arrive, and you may get one, you may get two, you may get three, or you may only get one opportunity to do what you do. So that's what I usually tell people, because I remember when I was a little kid hanging out in nightclubs with my dad, and people like, oh my goodness, comes to mind, Billy Eckstein, Nat Cole.
Sure.
And they came over and pat me on the head. Hey, kid, so you want to sing, huh? Be sure you listen to your parents now. Keep going to school. Those are the things that they always said to me. And then, of course, when I finally made my first recordings, and then I'd go back and see people like Nat Cole and Ray Charles and Lena Horne and all these extraordinarily gifted people. And it was just so wonderful to have that circle of friends. I've been so lucky, and
that's quite a circle of friends.
Yes, isn't it?
It really is. And your message is to keep working at your craft and keep never basically, laying back or sitting back on your laurels and saying, "Well, I've made it. I don't have to. I can just phone it in." That's not, you know, you continuously are working on what you do to just be as the best that you can be. That's a wonderful message for anybody to hear. And certainly for a young artist and to hear from someone of your stature. I mean, I would love to just talk to you forever, and I know we can. I know we need to wrap up. You have so many other talents, though, that I'm reading about. You're a gourmet cook. And so I have one last question for you, if I may, and I hope we've touched on. If you're listening, we're talking to Mr. Johnny Mathis, who will be here at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut on September 10th for a wonderful concert. Just, I can't wait to see your work again in person. But if you had an opportunity to share a meal with three people, who would they be, and what would you cook for them? What would you cook for them?
Well, you know, I cook all my own food, and actually, I prepare the food because my cooking has gone haywire over the years. I spend a lot of time playing golf.
I knew that.
I really love it, and it just doesn't leave much time, you know, for preparation as far as the food is concerned. So the memories that I have of some of the food that I've prepared over the years, most of it was a very light, sophisticated kind of food because I've always had to eat a little bit lighter. Mm-hmm. And then as you get a little older, your appetite is diminished, I think, a little bit.
Sure.
At least your stomach is, your capacity. So, but the one thing that I have done over the years, and I know it probably is not for everybody, but I've been lucky that from the time I was in school as an athlete, I've been able to keep an exercise routine going. Mm-hmm. And I, for the last, 12 years, 13 going on, I've gone to an exercise class for an hour and 10 minutes, five days a week.
Wow.
And this is my, about the 16th year, I think. I've been very lucky. I met a man on the golf course who told me he was a kinesiologist. And after I went home and looked up the word, I found out that what he did was he helped people physically exercise routines and then that sort of thing, the movement of the body, more or less. And so I've stuck with that, and fortunately it has really been a godsend for me. If I can advise anybody to do anything, is keep moving. Mm-hmm. Don't be sedentary. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, you've actually, throughout this interview, you've really given us some very good life keys about staying youthful in mind, body, and spirit, you know, and the way we eat, how we, you know, keep our bodies, as you said, moving, and to find your something you're passionate about. And you're so blessed to have a few things, you know, your music, certainly, and as well as golf. And so I think you've given us a lot to think about today. And I so appreciate your time. And I know it's precious to you. So I'm going to thank you and just tell our listening audience that if you're listening and want tickets to see Mr. Johnny Mathis at the Palace Theater here in Waterbury, Connecticut, please call our box office, 203-346-2000. And Mr. Mathis, Johnny, I hope I have the opportunity to at least say hello to you when you're here in our theater here in Connecticut, in Waterbury, Connecticut.
I'd love that.
All right. All right. Thank you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll see you very soon.
And that was our magical interview with Johnny Mathis here at Your Palace, Your Place. What a just a thrill to talk to him. But you know what came through, and I hope it came through in the interview. It touched me. He's such a nice person, and a kind man. And it's just such a blessing to have these opportunities. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with some mouth-watering things from Malte. Stay tuned.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater.
your palace your place.
It's Casey Curdy from Naugatuck Valley Radiology, here to give you the big picture on vein treatment. Did you know that over 80 million people suffer from varicose and spider veins? They can be painful, and when left untreated, they may lead to more serious conditions like blood clots and skin ulcers. Many vein centers focus on making your legs look better. But at NVRA, our goal is to give you great-looking legs by treating the underlying problem. Dr. Gregory Gersten provides each patient with an individualized treatment plan tailored to meet their needs. Our full-service vein center provides consultation, imaging, and treatment all in one location. So join the hundreds of people who have already experienced healthy and great-looking legs with the help of our team. Call our prospect office today for a consultation. 203-758-7700. Naugatuck Valley Radiology. Less wait, less worry.
The question comes up as to whether or not I still need Original Medicare if I have an Advantage plan. Hi, this is Daryl from Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging, a nonprofit that offers free and unbiased information for seniors and younger persons with disabilities. In order to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you must be enrolled in Medicare A and B. You must continue to pay your Part B premium as well as the cost of the Advantage plan. The Medicare Advantage plan is the only plan that you will be using and the only card that you will be giving to providers when you seek services. There are no copays made by Original Medicare, which is confusing for some seniors. Copays must be made by the owner of the policy. Please research plans before enrolling. And for more information, call Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-994-9422 or 203-757-5449.
It is 943 WATR 1320 AM here in Waterbury. We have 63 degrees outside. Let's check that upcoming weather for the holiday weekend.
This time and temperature is brought to you by the Savings Bank of Danbury. Get your mortgage done your way at Savings Bank of Danbury. Apply online at sbdanbury.com. Savings Bank of Danbury, equal housing lender.
Good morning, Tom. A nice wrap-up to the week today here in the Waterbury area. Sunny, warm, dry, 75 to 80. Partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Some clouds move in tomorrow, turning our sky partly sunny, 75 to 80. And Hermine moves into the region with periods of rain and breezy conditions. Sunday, 75. Occasional showers, breezy, 75. Labor Day, Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, warmer, near 80. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
Currently up to 66 degrees, 943 here at WATR. Back now to your palace, your place with your host, I Smell Food, Sherry Marcucci.
Well, if you're a regular of our program, you do know that food factors into most of our shows because we use the show in many ways. It's a lifestyle show, and certainly we talk about the palace and upcoming events, but also things going around the area and the state, as well as showcasing our restaurant partners, which in our Entrees and Encores program, there are now 12 restaurants. We've welcomed three new ones this season. We're welcoming them. And one of them is with us right in studio from Molte, and that is our host with the most, Frank.
Very
nice
to
welcome.
Be here. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you.
I Frank and I hit it off as soon as I went to Molte with a group of girlfriends right when they opened, you know, in the first week or so. And I was bedazzled. But the thing that with the food, and we're going to talk a lot about the food, but the thing that I loved is Frank. He is so personable. He came around to all the tables and he was chatting with us. He pulled up a chair and before he knew it, we were fast friends. And of course, I said, you must become a part of our Entrees and Encores program. And lo and behold, here he is. So, Frank Malte, first of all, people need to know it's in the old 1249 space, correct?
Yes, that's correct. 1249 West Main Street, Waterbury, Connecticut, right across from CVS and the new Starbucks.
Okay. And you have made some improvements and to the space. And so its functionality, I remember you telling me, is now like top shelf, right, with in terms of, you know, the equipment. And
we had a local guy do all the building on it named Mike Connor. He built everything in the place, and you know, it came out just the way the owner Dan Camporeale wanted it. We wanted it open and spacious, and we wanted a feeling that, you know, you're in your big living room. The patio's beautiful, the living room's beautiful, and my job as the host, like I said, is to come sit with everybody, talk, find out what's going on, find out what they like, what they don't like. And that's why when you came in, it was like Sunday dinner at the house.
And it was.
And it was fantastic.
So, and let me just tell you, Tom and I here have been sampling. You brought some of your signature dishes. And by the way, Malte will be one of the restaurants at the Palace kickoff event on the 13th. So if we make your mouth water, you can certainly go to the restaurant first and foremost. But, you know, if you want to sample some more, come to our event if you're a subscriber or a donor. Anyway, Frank, so What is the key thing you did here? You fashioned this restaurant, Malte, after one in Fairfield County that is kind of fairly well known, Malto, right? And you have a concept here that is a winning one. So talk about that.
Okay, the first thing we did was we sent everybody down to train at Malto and Fairfield because they've seemed to hit it right on the head. The food comes out fantastic. And like I was telling you earlier, it's harder to make somebody else's food than it is to make your own. But these guys, our head chef, Rob Sarantino, does a fantastic job of keeping the kitchen in order. You know, his new man, Ricky, these guys do whatever they're supposed to do, and they do it even better than anybody else. Our butternut squash, our Brussels sprouts with honey and pancetta.
Well, let me just tell you, that because you're talking about them, we're eating them, Tom. Tom and I mean, we get a lot of good food in here. But I have never tasted the butternut squash gnocchis. Butternut squash gnocchis. I mean, I'm telling you, if you're listening, there's tears in my eyes. Really,
there is.
Off the charts.
These are delicious. And then Brussels sprouts, the new darling of the food world. It's a great vegetable to eat. And I've had them prepared in a few ways. These are to die for. They're delicious with bacon and honey, but still healthy, thinking. And then now we have this pizza that we're... So the concept I want you to tell people about is the whole tapas philosophy, menu kind of thing.
Okay, what we designed was we want a place where, you know, when I go out to eat, I like to try different things.
Mm-hmm.
So some restaurants, you can't do that. But here, our tapas give you an opportunity to share. So, you know, you might have three or four tapas on the table and then still get your two dinners or even a light pizza because our pizzas are so thin.
Mm-hmm.
And
as I'm eating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as Sherry's eating. But what we want to do is give you an opportunity to have something different, even if you come in twice a week. We have so many things on our menu that you come in twice a week. Our price point is perfect for the fact that you can come in twice a week, still afford to go out and eat, still afford to do what you want, and we want you to try something different every time you come in.
And I want to hammer home, it is affordable because, as I said before, I've been a few times with girlfriends and, you know, there's some of us who, you know, are price conscious, whatever, and the fun of going out to eat is trying to different things. And because the price point is such, you're able to do that, and you share. And that's the fun of it. It's almost like you said, coming into somebody's home. It's the experience, and it feels like you're at someone's home at a lovely cocktail party where you get to have all these wonderful foods. And read some of the things that are off your tapas menu, just so people, because it's not things you're finding other places.
That's correct. We try to, and we change it up. We don't want to get stagnant, so we try to change it up. First off, our meats. They're from, you know, everybody's favorite, La Molosano's meats. So we have meat platters. made with all their meats. So this way, you know, we give back to Waterbury also because we support Waterbury. Our bourbons, they're from the Litchfield Distillery, you know. So we try to do things in Waterbury, for Waterbury.
And the greater Waterbury community, right?
That's correct.
You're supporting one another.
We're supporting each other.
That's so important today.
Some of our tapas, we have some of the best meatballs I've ever eaten or anybody's ever eaten, and I dare anybody to come in and tell me different. We have crispy artichokes. Baby lamb chops is a favorite, where they don't taste lamby or gamey. They taste like steak, and they're unbelievable. We can't keep these in enough.
Wow. I've got to try those because I'm not a lamb person, but I believe you when you say it because everything I've eaten there has been like
And the one thing, Sherry, that you want to eat is that sautéed calamari and the Fra Diavolo sauce over polenta.
Yes. That's coming when?
That's coming next week. That's one of our new tapas.
Okay. Sautéed calamari over polenta. Does that sound divine?
In a Fra Diavolo sauce. You'll be crying at the same time you're reading.
Oh, God, I'll be there.
We have an eggplant tower, which is eggplant, tomato, mozzarella, eggplant, tomato, mozzarella, one of our favorites. You know, like I said, we try to change it up and keep it fresh. We have a great wine selection. We have fantastic drinks, great desserts. You know, we have dinners. We have pizzas. We have pastas.
Can I talk about the pizza? Now, today we're eating what kind of a pizza?
Today's a margarita pizza.
Okay, well, this is yummy, but I was in there and ordered, and I loved this. It was a beet and goat cheese and arugula pizza, thin crust with a vinaigrette. Oh, my God. I mean, it's like, how do you get better than that? It was yummy.
That's pizza. That's a popular pizza. Sherry knows how to eat.
Yes, and it showed.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, hey, life is short. And you know,
food, you're
so am I, and
food.
I'm going to experience things.
That's right.
So, anyway, so how is business business been, and what's new, and what's coming?
Okay. We try, like I said, we try to do some special things for the community. So on Monday nights, on select bottles of wine, we do half-price bottles of wine. So you can come in and try a wine out that you might have never tried before and get it for half price.
Wow.
You know, it's from 4:30 to 10 on a Monday night. It's a fantastic thing, and it's a fantastic, you know, thing for people who would never have bought a bottle of $60 wine and can come in and get it for $30.
That's a very good deal.
on Tuesday nights, we try to give back to the ladies of the community and have the ladies come in and have a tapa, a dinner or an entree or a pizza, and a glass of wine or a dessert for $24 on Tuesday nights from 4:30 to 10.
That's excellent value.
And, you know, it's just something that makes the girls want to get out. So we're giving you guys a night to get out.
And
come see us. And we have a beautiful patio that seats 50 people. You know, we have an inside. We have a party room upstairs. You know, we're going to try to make it a complete experience. We play upbeat music in there. You know, we have great bartenders. We have great servers. And we have a great kitchen.
You do have great service. I want to give a shout out to them because, you know, it's a hard job, let's face it. And they are so attentive and just in a way that's not, it's not like it's overbearing, but they're there to, you know, make your whole experience just smooth and enjoyable. And they do a wonderful, wonderful job.
When you come in that restaurant, you're supposed to feel like you're coming into our house for Sunday dinner or any dinner, you know, that you're coming and you want to feel very comfortable and you want to be relaxed the whole time. We don't pester you, but we make sure you're getting everything you can out of the experience when you come into the restaurant.
You know, and I think, you know, there's room for everybody at the table, no pun intended.
That's
so
right.
Having Malte as a new member of the Greater Waterbury Restaurant, group of businesses has really filled a niche because we've got some wonderful fine dining establishments, La Tavola and D'Amelio's up over on Highland Avenue and San Marino, Verde. We've got a ton, but you carved out this little niche. And again, there's room for everybody to be successful. And I think by promoting one another and being just a part of this whole community of businesses is just a wonderful thing. You know, we often say among ourselves, and when I have meetings with the entrees and encores restaurants, you know, we have our food in Waterbury offered by the restaurants. is as good or better than Hartford or New Haven. And we want to become known as this is a place to come to find wonderful food.
Well, I agree 100% with that. Nick at Letzavel is one of my favorite chefs. Mm-hmm. I've followed him around forever. And we do have some of the best restaurants in Waterbury as opposed to Hartford or New Haven. And it's, you know, like the restaurants that you just mentioned, Sherry, are some of my favorite restaurants. What we did was we tried to take a little bit from each of them and mm-hmm. try to give Waterbury something a little different. So, you know, great food, great service, and great music and stuff. But, you know, some of the restaurants you just mentioned are my favorites, you know, of anywhere.
And all good people. I have to say, there's in the theater industry, you find this too. There's lots of wonderfully giving, generous people. And the restaurant industry, and you guys, it's a tough business, let's face it. And the margin of profit is slim. You know, we don't think of that as consumers, but it is.
Let me tell you, we try to give, you know, Waterbury a great price point, you know, but, you know, it's a struggle, you know, in a restaurant business. It's tough. And like I said, you know, We want to make sure that Waterbury people can come out to eat maybe twice a week, mm-hmm. you know, and still go home with maybe a few dollars in their pocket. You know, we don't want to take it all, but we really, 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 we like the way Waterbury, you know, all the restaurants in Waterbury. And like I said, you know, right up the block. My beautiful wife, Julie, still works at Letzavel because
so
it's such
that?
Good food there.
So it's in the family,
That's right.
To speak.
That's right.
I do want to mention who all of our restaurant partners are, and they are D'Amelio's Italian Eatery, La Tavola, Mojo Nuevo Latino Cuisine, Diorio, Nino, San Marino, Spartan, Vasi, Verdi's. Who am I forgetting? Oh, and our two new partners, in addition to Malte, are Signatures and 92 Bank right downtown. You know, what a great group of people. And you're saying, Frank, I know you have a relationship as well with D'Amelio's.
The fantastic restaurant also over there. Those guys support us. We support them. They do a phenomenal job, and they've done it for years. And we prided ourselves, like, when we went into looking around, like, what works, they're one of the people that, you know, we looked at to say, okay, this works. They've been there forever. And hopefully we can do even half as well as them. We'll be happy.
That's a really nice testament. And then Joey and Johnny are just great
fantastic
guys.
Fantastic guys.
I mean, and as I said, everybody's hardworking. And I know that coming up in this coming week is Restaurant Week put on by the Waterbury Chamber. I want to give a shout out to that because, you know, you guys, you know, any way we can drive business to the restaurants is a good thing for everybody. I know at the Palace, when we have shows, you're all full. And so ways we are coming up with to drive business some other times, whether it's special promotions or, you know, making people aware that Waterbury is the place to dine. Waterbury should be synonymous with fine dining.
I'll probably go to La Tavola to see Patsy and sit down with Patsy during Restaurant Week.
All right, there you go.
I support
there you
him.
Go. There you go. And so I want to just thank you for being a guest. I'm talking to Frank, the host of Malte here in Waterbury, where the old 1249 was, right at 1249 West Main, a great new restaurant. And I can't believe how fast our time flies by with this show. It's the first and third Fridays of every month, 9:10 to 10 a.m., your palace, your place, and I've got things lined up coming for this season, new ways of doing things. In fact, our segment for our food segment is going to be a little new and exciting and on location. So you want to be in and tuned in for that. And it's going to be hosted by our own Frank Tavera and myself, Frank at the table with Frank. So it's going to be fun. We have lots coming up this season at the Palace, as well as many other venues. You know, the season, we're ready. Our mindset changes on Labor Day, and we're ready to go. So I want to just say thank you for listening. Tune in again next time on the 16th, and please call us at 203-346-2000 or log on to our website at palacetheaterct.org. Stay tuned for your local news and Larry Rifkin coming up next. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater.
Your radio.